let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The children's book Pickles by True Faith tells an inspiring and exciting story about the Christian baptism, what will happen, what can happen, and how people react. The cucumbers represent the non-Christian, and the pickles are the Christians. True is a single mother of two children, a working woman, and a Sunday school teacher who loves teaching students about the inspiring Word of God. She likes to think of herself as one of God's believers who teach the Word of God through inspiring stories. And she does just that in her book, Pickles, True Faith, the author of Pickles, our guest on This Week in America. True, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Welcome to be here.
Well, it's such an interesting book that you've written, such a unique approach. What was the inspiration for writing Pickles? I love the concept behind this. It's really a way, I've never seen anything like this, in telling the story in a way that young people and as older people can relate to as well. How did this start?
Well, when I was in church, I heard a preacher explain that people are supposed to be different, and that like a pickle, we are different. It got me thinking about it, and I thought about what would be something that can show the difference between people. The minister had used an illustration to show the difference between people using a pickle. And I asked the minister if I could use her illustration to write a book, and she said that was okay, so I wrote the book.
And the book is Pickles. True Faith is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is different in a lot of areas. One, it doesn't seem to have an ending. Talk about why you wrote it this way.
Well, it's a never-ending story. There will be a sequel for the book. God's love does not end, and so the book does not end. And it was a start of a story, and that's why there is no ending as such. I heard from a friend that to continue a sequel, you must have something to keep the audience wanting more. So I didn't put an ending.
And you've actually done that. That's an interesting concept. There's some books that people write that really shouldn't have a finish to them, an ending, because it really is, as you say, ongoing. And that's what happens in your book. How do you think readers will feel after reading your book?
I think that readers will feel happy with the book. It's something different and something that I think everyone can understand and enjoy.
And it's the kind of book a child can read, a parent can read to a child and have discussions. So it serves so many different purposes. The book is Pickles by True Faith, our guest on the program. True is T-R-U. And, of course, Faith, and you'll find the book at Amazon. We'll give you that link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Taking on something like this, having the idea is one thing, but actually taking that idea and following through on that, what prompted you to write a book in the first place? So many people start and say, wow, this was much more complicated than I thought it was going to be. Why did you decide to write the book?
Well, I decided to write the book when I was at a conference. I was there sitting in the conference, and one of my friends who was teaching the class stopped, turned around in the middle of her lesson and said, someone here is supposed to write a book. And then I had a strange feeling and started writing down things that came to my mind. It was like God was prepping me to write the book. I wrote the story and later looked at it and thought it would be a good book for children. I knew that there were extraordinarily little books about being baptized and thought it would be good. Then I edited it, and at the end of the conference, I asked my friend who she suggested for a publisher.
And talk about that process, going through and finding someone to publish. You hear so many horror stories of trying to find somebody. What was that like, going through the process of finding a publisher, and how did you find yours?
Well, it was not as hard as I thought it would be to find a publisher. Like I said, my friend who wrote a book, and she had gone through a publisher, so I asked her where she got it published. She gave me a website, which actually turned out not to be the one that she uses. I'm not sure where the one I found was at, and she told me that it was not the one that she had given me. She gave me the correct one, but then I already had signed the contract with the one that I thought she had given me in the first place. And so I decided to try this one out and see if it would work. I found out there's a lot of pieces a lot of places that you can publish a book, though. You need to check each of them out before choosing one. Don't be like me.
Well, that's interesting that you got the wrong one, but it turned out okay because the book is published and getting excellent reviews. The book is Pickles, True Faith, T-R-U, Faith is the author and our guest. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. As you got involved in the project, what were some of the bigger hurdles, the jumps you had to go through to get the project off the ground?
I think my biggest hurdle was funding. I had a hard time getting the funds at the that the publisher wanted, and I had depleted all of my savings and my retirement account to get the funds for the book. I enjoyed getting the book off the ground, but every time I turned around, there was something else that needed money. But God provides.
What was it like when you got the books? Here you are. This is a dream. It's almost like God is speaking to you and guiding you through this process. The books arrive. You pick this up. You see Pickles, beautifully illustrated, your name on the cover. What was that moment like when it's like, wow, I am a published author and I can impact lives with what I just wrote?
Well, the most rewarding part of being a published author is seeing the children with the book and enjoying that book. It thrills me to see God's work being done in children and the children being happy with it. You know, it just totally excites me.
Well, and so often when you're dealing with children, they're not quite getting the message. With your message in the presentation, they can get this. It's very graphic. It's very understandable. It's relatable. It's just a fascinating way that you present this in the book, Pickles. You mentioned before that you may be working on sequels. The story is never ending. Well, what you're working on, a sequel to Pickles, or you're telling different original stories this time?
Well, I have a couple of original coming out too, but I am going to do a couple sequels for the Pickles. I have a few of them in mind.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning that you really feel inspired to talk to children, to spread the word. Is that one of the rewarding aspects of being a published author, the fact that you can get your message out there in a unique way to a lot of people?
Oh, yeah, I believe that is true. Because it's just something that I love doing, and I love children, and I want to see them being inspired and want to learn about God.
Well, and you do that again in such an entertaining way. The illustration's a big part of the book. Talk about that, the illustrations and finding the right illustrator, finding the right illustrations, and how you feel they bring the story to life, because they really do.
Well, I enjoy the illustrations in the book. The illustrator at the publishing company did a great job, I believe. I feel that they did bring the story to life. I liked how they put the life into the Pickles family. I just let the publisher do that because, well, it was my first book and I wasn't sure what to do. I had a couple publishers in mind, but I just figured I'd let the publisher do it.
Well, they really did a nice job. You so often see where maybe the illustrator doesn't fully understand what the author is attempting to do, and they sort of fight the words. They really enhance the author, or the illustrator enhances what you wrote, and it really makes for a delightful children's book. It's Pickles. The book is, the author is True Faith. You'll find it at Amazon.com, all of the usual places. Go to thisweekinamerica.us and you can link on and get information and order the book there as well. How long did this whole process take you? Once you decided, I'm going to do it, to where you actually held the first book and got all excited because you could see the look on children's faces as they were reading the book themselves. How long did this take for you?
Well, amazingly, it only took a few months. I heard that it could take at least a year. And when at first it was supposed to be out in about 9 months, then it was reduced to 6 months. And believe it or not, it was out in about 3 months. And it's only God that does it. I mean, that's the only thing I can explain. Well, because usually it takes over a year.
Well, yes, that is so quick. In talking to so many authors, it takes a long time, in some cases years, before they find finally feel they have this. So obviously there was a little divine inspiration and guidance along the way. Let's talk a little bit, a few minutes left in the program. Let's talk a little bit about the message in the book. What are some of the themes that you talk about? One book talks about a journey of excitement, pursuing exploration, devotion, that discoveries. What are some of the themes that that you touch on in Pickles?
Well, I want people to understand that being a Christian is not just something that you do, you know, and you have to be a Christian. You want to, you know, there's like steps, but all you have to do is have true faith in the God, in God, have believe in God, accept Him as your Savior, and then get baptized. Baptism basically just shows the people that you are with Christ. And it, and in my book, it just kind of like it, because you kind of act different, you smell different, you know, in the book, you smell different.
Yes.
You know, because you come from a cucumber to a pickle, you actually smell different. So, but being a Christian, you go from being what you were to a new creation. And that's basically the theme that I really wanted to point out, that, you know, you're not just what you were. You are a new creation in God, and God is in you. And, you know, even though you're the same thing, you know, a cucumber is still, I mean, a pickle is still a cucumber. It's just modified and has a glorious body. And so it's different, you know, and you're supposed to stand out and be different. And that's what a Christian is supposed to do.
I just love, once again, how you've taken this, broken it down to the pickle, the cucumber. It's such a relatable story, so easy to understand, designed for children. But like I say, adults can pick up on this as well and go, you know, that's really a fascinating concept. You teach Sunday school. Talk about that and being able to impact the young people. And I'm sure that helps you as an author as well, because you sort of have immediate feedback. You understand what these children, what you have to do to capture their attention. What's that process like? That has to be very rewarding, to be able to teach Sunday school and see your words getting into it, making an impact on the children.
Oh, yeah. I believe that the kids really do impact, because if it wasn't for the kids, I started out with my kids, really, when they were younger, they just loved Sunday school. And I believe that, you know, and I taught them when they were in Sunday school too. And I just, the kids, they just have so much love and so much energy and so much, they just want to learn so much that they don't, you know, it's like they're a sponge,
yes,
kind of, or like, you know, they want to know more and more. And in my book, I actually kind of have one of the little kids be like that, you know, and asking all kinds of questions and being able to answer them and being able to relate it to the Lord and just bring it out with them. I just think it's great. I love the kids, and they do all kinds of things.
And I'm sure they learned as much from you as you learned from them, or the other way around.
I bet.
Yeah, that you really learn a lot from the kids and their reaction, and to see their enthusiasm as you're telling your stories. You do such an excellent job in taking a message, breaking it down in a relatable way to your audience. Were you an avid reader as a child?
Yes, I was, and I think my daughter more inspires me, because she's more of an avid reader. She's even more than I am, but I love reading books and having the book in hand. It's one of those things that when you're reading a book, it sparks your imagination.
Yes.
And there's nothing like a book.
And you do such a nice job, again, in the presentation, with the illustration, with the message. A minute or so left in the program. You mentioned what you were working on. What can we expect to see? I don't put any pressure on you, because the other project didn't take all that long. When can we expect to see another book from you in the series?
Well, in the series, I'm still writing it. I'm not sure. I have to get the fundings up first. So that's what's holding that one back. But I do have another one that's going to be coming out shortly. And it's called Butterflies. And it's a different perspective on death.
Interesting. And I hope you do that soon. And we have a chance to talk about that as well. First up, though, is True's book that's out there now, Pickles. It's beautifully illustrated. It tells an inspiring and exciting story about Christian baptism, what will happen, what can happen, how people react. Cucumbers, as I said, represent the non-Christians. Pickles are the Christians. And it's such a charming, well-done book. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. By True Faith, T-R-U is, if you spell True, if you're going to Google, all of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. True, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success. You're changing a lot of young lives, and I'm sure some adults along the way with the book and the excellent job that you've done. Thank you for being with us and sharing the message on the program.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It has been our
pleasure. It's been fun.
It has been fun to have you with us, True Faith. The book is Pickles. You'll find it at Amazon. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.